Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord. It is an opportunity that is set before us, an opportunity to encourage someone or to warn someone, to counsel with someone. There are many needs that people have, and the Lord directs us to give that need and helps us. And we do not know, of course, what the Lord is doing or how He will use any message, any program that is given. We have no idea other than the fact that He will build up His people. We cannot sit here and say, oh, I see one. Sometimes the Lord can impress upon our heart because He is God. He is the living Lord. He's a very present help. And the words that we read, these are not dead words, but it's the living word of the living Lord. And we go to this book and we find comfort and guidance in it every day, every time we look into it. I don't read the Bible like I read any other book. This is God's holy word, and my soul needs the word. I need to come to it on a regular basis and see what the Lord has said, though having read through it many times, it is always a real blessing to read the word of God. Sometimes it's like I grew up on a farm, and there were times when we would be plowing in a field, and the field would be so hard until the plow wouldn't go in the ground. And you may have to use a different type of plow to plow it up, to plow up the soil. Well, these things indeed happen for us when we are studying the Word of God. Sometimes I have read through chapter after chapter, and I just could not get into what I was reading and kept on reading. And it just like the plow wouldn't go in. I couldn't plow up the hard soil. It's kept on going. And then there have been times when I have gone through that experience and even have finished my devotional reading and didn't understand. And then the Lord has a way of bringing an understanding to us during the day or to me and those particular instances and helped me to understand what it was I was reading. Sometimes it's very difficult, and sometimes it seems very difficult to read. And then at other times, it's like biting into a luscious, juicy pear or fruit. The nectar is sweet, and it's very delicious. Can't get enough of it. But then we keep on reading, and we watch how the Lord gives us our fill until the next time. And sometimes the blessings are coming so numerous, until it's almost one asking the Lord, Lord, I can't handle any more of this. Lord, would you turn this off right now and let me get some sleep? But, you know, we don't have to worry about getting sleep like the Lord said to the disciples when they went into town to get him some food, and they came back, and he said that he had no need of that meat. He had meat to eat that they didn't know of. And that's the way the Lord has a way of blessing us when we are in His presence. He can fill our hungering soul. He can renew our tired bodies if we're in His presence. First time I heard someone say that, it was a man's dying mother, man that I knew. His mother was dying, and we were talking about this matter and I hadn't noticed it, but I was telling her, as she lay on a hospital bed dying, that there were times when I couldn't sleep, but I wound up going on reading the scriptures. And the next day, thinking that I was going to be very tired, found out that I was not tired at all. And she agreed with me, and that set me to thinking that the Lord will not be a debtor. If you spend time with Him, He'll bless you and reward you for that time you spend teaching you those precious things from His Word. Our Heavenly Father, I ask for the blessings of the Lord upon today's program. I ask Thee, Lord, to give me wisdom and liberty in proclaiming Thy truth, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now let's go on in the scriptures in the book of Genesis chapter 24. In this portion of scripture, we have been looking at the servant of Abraham going to get a wife for Isaac. He has found the woman who is to be the wife for Isaac. She has met what Isaac, or what Eliezer had said she should do. She had demonstrated a diligence and hard work and kindness and hospitality. She was a very friendly person. She was not afraid of hard work and very generous and was willing to bring this man before her father and her family. And this also was to Eliezer indications that this woman was to be the one that he was to take back. And he asked the question, "Whose daughter art thou?" And she tells him. And so when he hears this, he bows his head. He is now telling them, he is in their presence. He said, "I bowed down my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left." So two things here that he said. Now, if you are going to let me have her to take back, then you are dealing kindly. If not, then you won't be dealing in kindness, because I've asked the Lord and he has given to me this information. And also he said that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. He came here on a journey, came here on business, and he did not come to leave Abraham, but he came to do Abraham's bidding. And as he said, "I want to get on with this bidding that Abraham has sent me out to do. And if you're going to give her to my master to wife, or my master's son to wife, then let me know. If not, then let me know that also." So he did not want to delay in doing what he came to do, what he had come to do. Bowed his head in worship. He was willing to give God the glory, not praising himself or anything else, but to give God the glory. Many times we get answers to prayer and we forget. We don't worship the Lord when we get an answer to prayer. We are like many times someone said, the hog will eat and eat and eat, and never look up until there is nothing else. Then he might look up, see where things were falling from. Well, the Lord blesses and blesses and blesses us. And when do we look up to him? When do we cry out to him? When do we worship him? We need to worship him right away. We worship him when we see the abundance of his blessings, and we worship him when we don't see those abundance of blessings. Why do we worship him? He's worthy of all of our praise. We ascribe unto him all glory and majesty and honor that is due his name. So this is what the servant says. If you will deal kindly, tell me. If not, tell me that too, because I've got to continue on this mission. Came to do a job. When it was done, he was ready to go. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, "The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. God has done this," said these two. Now, how was it that Laban, being the son of Bethuel, answered first, or is mentioned first? Was he speaking for his father, or was he greedy and saying this for his father? Had his father passed on, and was he speaking as the head of the family? Was he looking at what she was going to get? Laban and Bethuel answered and said, "The thing proceedeth from the Lord." So they do have spiritual perception that the Lord has worked. Now, how can you come to any other conclusion than that? I don't believe this servant would have fabricated or made up this information that he was passing on, because it was certainly too far to take a fraud back to his master's son. Marriages are not to be built on false foundations. Marriages are to be built on the solid foundations of truth. And she heard him recite what had happened. Had it not been true, she would have said and should have said, "No, that's not true. You asked me these things beforehand, and you gave me this. You showed me what was going to be mine beforehand. And you promised me that if I would marry your master's son, that all of this would be mine. Or you were coercing my father." She didn't say all of that. She heard all of this. And so if it had not been true, she would have been building a marriage on a false foundation. And you know, I'll take an aside here and tell you that there are many people who build marriages on false foundations. They know they have told a lie about something, about their relationship, and they go ahead on building on this false relationship. And they think that you can ignore a rotten foundation and build a solid superstructure that will not teeter or totter. No, it doesn't work that way. She knew that this servant was telling the truth. Had he not been telling the truth, I believe she would have spoken up. And there are people who know that their spouse is a liar because they've told a lie together. And they've taken somewhat of an oath that they will conceal their lie, and now they don't trust each other. They don't trust each other because they have told a lie together. And one knows the other is a liar. Each knows the other is a liar. And if they'll lie to those people, they'll tell a lie to you. So the story goes. And so you have to get those things right. I know someone perhaps could be asking, well, how do you get things right then? Well, you confess that you were a liar. Ask that person to forgive you for being a liar. And go as far as you need to go to make things right so that you can have the right foundation. Young people will violate each other before marriage and then enter into marriage. And then they don't trust each other and they wonder why. Well, if they wouldn't trust, they couldn't wait for each other before marriage. And they will say, well, what's going to make sure that they don't wait for me now that we are married? And I'll finish with this illustration, that there was a couple, young couple, got married, and they used to tell lies together to get together. And then they finally were married. And now the husband is telling the wife lies to get away from her. And she says they are the same lies that he was telling, and they were agreeing to tell others. She knows exactly that they're all lies. So don't build on a false foundation. We have an excellent example here of this servant who told the truth and the woman who witnessed the truth being told, rehearsed. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name for thy blessings today, that thy Spirit will move upon hearts and that thou wouldest begin a revival in every heart. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you until we meet again. I'm Willie Thompson.